Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo of the Republic of Brazil, former foreign minister, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Gentlemen, I read from the peer-reviewed Nature magazine most recently. We're looking at news that is critical to understand a complaint. In December 2020, a paper in the journal Cretaceous Research sent shockwaves through the paleontology community. It described a dinosaur species that the authors named, the first dinosaur found in the Southern Hemisphere, to display what were probably precursors to modern feathers. The 110-year-old fossil had been collected in Brazil decades earlier, but no Brazilian paleontologist had ever heard of it. The authors of the paper were from Germany, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. It goes on to report, it was the latest instance of what some researchers now call paleontological colonialism, in which scientists from wealthy nations obtained specimens from low and middle income countries without involving local researchers. I'll stop there because we go to Ernesto's experience. Ernesto, have you ever heard of this colonialism, paleontological colonialism? Did it come up in the foreign ministry that other states were raiding into Brazil, where there is a law saying if you find a fossil in Brazil, it belongs to the state?
Yeah, this is an issue together with wildlife smuggling and other similar issues that have to do with science, but also with science being so concentrated in developed countries that Brazilian scientists don't have much of a say in that. So it's I think it's good that this is discussed. On the other hand, I don't like the framing under the concept of colonialism, be it paleontology or any other issue, because it leads to the wrong kind of politicization. I think we have to discuss, okay, Brazil has a scientific community that can that should be involved in a study like that fossil. But what I see is that there's a drive towards using that sort of problem as a way of saying everything must be political, including science. And now in Brazil, we see the discussion that, okay, mathematics is something that has been defined by white men, and so we should have a mathematics that is not colonial, because the way it treats the concept of truth is different from the way the truth is understood in other ethnicities, in other communities. Or people are talking about biology and say, no, we should have the biology of the oppressed and not the biology of the oppressive classes. So there's this tendency to take the hard sciences and make them subject to political and ideological considerations. Of course, let's say the human sciences are, right? Sociology, everything is already beyond repair, maybe. But so I think people are making this from the ideological left are making this effort of colonizing science in that sense, of colonizing science with ideology, and we should avoid that.
Joseph, the reason we're here having this conversation as mammals is because 66 million years ago at Chicxulub, an asteroid struck what is now Central America, off the shore of Central America, where the Aztecs, where the cities, where the Mayan cities grew up. That is important. Have you ever run into this idea that the paleontologists raiding into South America, Central America, are not cooperating or in some way involving local scientific research? We have about a minute.
No, John, actually, I haven't ever heard of the term, but it doesn't surprise me in the sense that it's what Ernesto was saying, that it's kind of an effort to essentially take away from meritocracy, which I think science should be a meritocracy. Those that investigate, those that advance technological scientific advancement should get credit for their work, but to make it more of a political issue, and that does concern me. But I haven't heard of the term paleontological colonialism before, but it wouldn't surprise me since Latin America is going to a direction where everything is becoming, some sense, the fault of the colonial era. That's essentially at least the rhetoric that comes out of countries like Venezuela and Bolivia and all these socialist leaders. They like to, instead of taking responsibility for the current situation in the country, they like to blame 500 years into, or even more in this case, into the past.
The headline in Nature magazine tells the story, how a Brazilian dinosaur sparked a movement to decolonize fossil science. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.